This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hey everybody, my name is Nick VinZant. I want to welcome you to the Profoundly Pointless Christmas Special.
I have an alarming number of people in my life who send me fruit. I don't want fruit. It better be some kind of fruit that I have never even seen or heard of. Like, don't send me an apple. Like, this is going to be a big deal to me.
I feel like if it was up to my mother, I still would think Santa was real. I'm okay with them lying to me about some things. I mean, something like that. I mean, when my father says I was adopted, that's not a very funny lie.
I want to thank you so much for joining us. If you get a chance, like, download, subscribe, share, leave a review. We really appreciate it. It really helps us out. So if you've been with us for a while, you know that our Christmas episodes are always a little bit different. There's no profound guest, so let's bring in John Shull and get right to the pointless.
Do you think your parents should have lied to you about Santa Claus?
I feel like if it was up to my mother, I still would think Santa was real.
Which one did you find out first wasn't real? Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, the leprechaun?
Definitely Santa. How I found the one gift I wanted one year, I just knew that Santa didn't bring it to my house, 3 weeks early, so.
Do you feel like you were lied to as a child?
Yeah, but I'm okay with that. I'm okay with them lying to me about some things. I mean, something like that. I mean, when my father says I was adopted, that's not a very funny lie.
I remember my sister telling me that I was adopted.
I guess I have a question for you. When do you think is the most magical age for Christmas as a child?
Probably 7th or 8th grade. I would say 7th or 8th grade, like 13, 14 years old, because you can look forward to it, like it's exciting, you understand the concept of it. You might maybe still have some questions, like, oh, maybe it's not real, maybe it is. And you also get some cool stuff that you, like, remember. Like, you probably got some really good stuff around, like, 5 to 7, but you don't remember it. Like, I can still remember when I got a Super Nintendo and thought that that was the coolest thing in the world.
I'm going to go a little early. I'll probably say like 10 to 14. So I agree with you on 7th, 8th grade, but I would probably make it like, probably put it 5th to 8th grade, I would say.
Yeah, that's probably the sweet spot, right? Because as soon as you're in high school, it's pretty much done. Like, where's the presents? Let's get this going. Got some time, right? Like you're rebelling too much to really enjoy it. And before 5th grade, you probably don't understand it that much or have something that you're really going to remember.
I was 10 or 11 or 12. I don't remember the exact age, but it's when I got my Nintendo 64 for Christmas.
Do we both remember just getting Nintendo 64s as our greatest Christmas present?
I just remember it was like, the gift back when. And all you youngins out there don't understand this, but when you had to go to the big box stores and either wait in an hour line or 2 hour line, or your parents would get there at 5 a.m. or you just didn't get it. And I just remember opening it up, and my father had gotten a new job that year, I think, or the year before. So we had a little bit of money coming in, and it was just awesome. I just remember it like it was yesterday. It was almost perfect.
See, now I don't remember actually unwrapping the Nintendo 64 when I got it. I remember seeing it in the back of a car. Like, they had gone shopping, and I remember, like, go help your mother get the groceries out, but they had forgotten about it. And so I like saw it. So that's when I remember getting it. I don't remember actually opening. I remember seeing it in the car. But I still like, oh, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, for me, it was, I mean, I remember the first game I played was Wave Race. And then I also got a hockey game, Wayne Gretzky's like 3-on-3 hockey. It was awesome. It was perfect. Oh, don't you give me that face. Don't you give me that face.
No, dude. The first game you play on a Nintendo 64 is Mario. It comes with the thing, if I remember right. Like, how is that not the first? You got Mario with it and then decided, you know what? I'm going to play Wave Race?
Yes, 100%. And I don't regret that decision at all, actually.
For people who are younger and maybe don't understand the reference, that would like be getting like a new PlayStation or Xbox and you get Halo and Tetris and you go with Tetris first.
I didn't say I didn't enjoy it. I really wanted to play some of the more sporty games that I had gotten before Mario. All right, let's give some shout outs here. Let's make this nice and quick. All right, we'll start off with Tay Marg. Appreciate you. Jordan Hall. Nikolai Fox, Wyatt G, Zach, Jessica, Sandra May, Eric Carr, and Dustin Arnold, whose handle is Dusty the Vegan. I don't know why, but I appreciate that handle. I got a couple of bangers for you this time. So you're at a Christmas party, family Christmas party. You have to be one of these three kinds of people. And you can rank them, or you can just say how dumb the question is. It's up to you. The drunk uncle, the creepy uncle, and by that I mean, you know, maybe like the touchy-feely family member, the one that, you know, walks up and is like, oh, hey, how are you, Taylor, you know, or whatever, and is like puts his hand on your back and, you know, the creepy uncle. Or the quiet...
It is surprising that the fact that everybody has a drunk uncle and a creepy uncle, but the drunk uncle and creepy uncle are rarely the same uncle.
Yeah, exactly. And then the last uncle I have here is the condescending uncle.
I am probably closest to being the drunk uncle or the condescending uncle, but that's also kind of my personality, and I tend to pull it off without being super condescending. So I would say that ranking them, if you're gonna be them, being the drunk uncle is probably the best, because you don't mind the drunk uncle at first, then condescending uncle, and then last is creepy uncle, because creepy, like, you never really want to be creepy.
I would almost say the condescending one is almost as bad as the creepy uncle, because as soon as the condescending uncle comes into the picture, it's like, oh, great. Here's Marv again. You know, his jokes are going to be terrible and he's going to think he's hilarious and he's going to offend somebody, whether or not he thinks he is or not.
I think I agree with you that they're both equally as bad. But where I draw the line is that the creepy uncle has probably done something borderline illegal. Right, like, this isn't just a one-time thing that he busts out in front of family members. Like, there's a difference between being a jerk and going to jail.
That leads me to my topic, which is, what is too long for waiting to see Santa Claus? Because I waited an hour and 25 minutes to see a Santa a week and a half ago.
Yeah, that's way too long. I'm going 10 to 15 minutes tops. First of all, live in a real state or city that has online reservations, and then you just show up at the time, plan ahead a little bit. I mean, it's Christmas season. The mall's going to be busy. People are shopping for Christmas gifts. People want to see Santa. Like, that's on you if you waited an hour and a half for that. You shouldn't have done that in the first place, and you should have been prepared.
It wasn't.
What time did you go during the day?
First off, it wasn't a mall Santa, all right? So,
where was it then? You go to like the cider mill Santa? Any Santa you go to, you should expect to wait, and you should have thought ahead and made like a reservation.
Listen, I didn't ask you to rate my planning skills, all right? I just asked how long is too long.
I want to know, when did you go, what day of the week, and what time of day? Because if you're going to tell me that you went on Saturday at like 1 o'clock... Come on, man. You deserve what you got.
What do you think I'm going to say?
You went Saturday afternoon, didn't you?
12:30. So almost what? You almost hit it on the head.
Right, dude. What did you think? That's entirely your fault. I'm actually surprised you didn't have to wait longer. Did your kids wait in line with you the whole time, or did they go adventure other places when you were just standing there like a jackass?
Oh, man. It got to the point where, like, the parents, like, we were part of a group of parents that didn't know each other, obviously, but the kids were just, I mean, I didn't even know where my kids were probably 65% of the time. I knew they were in the building somewhere, but I didn't know where.
Yeah, dude, that's all in all bad parenting. By the way, I sent you a Christmas card. Did you send me one?
I did not send you a Christmas card. No. We're still in the process of doing our Christmas cards. It's going to be a holiday card. It's not a Christmas card this year. It's a holiday card.
Right, right. So this goes really back to the overall plan. Like, you failed a plan, so you planned to fail.
Guess it is kind of my fault, but it's not entirely my fault, dude. This time. You'll understand when you get the holiday card.
Okay. Is it a picture of you in front of a burning house? Because then I would understand.
I mean, essentially. So, something like that.
Okay. Your flooded basement? Is it a picture of you in your flooded basement?
That's awesome, terrible. Actually. That's okay. That's bad memories.
All right. So our top five is top five worst gifts. What's your number five?
My number five is hygiene products.
That's rough if you're getting hygiene products. Like, what did you get?
I've never got it, but I've been in the process. I've been like in the company of people that have opened up like a man's deodorant pack or something, you know, where they get like the shaving cream and the deodorant. And I always wondered if someone's giving you that, is it because they're trying to tell you something, or is it just a friendly gift? I don't know.
It might just be a friendly gift. If it's from your mom, then that's, wait a minute, is that a stocking stuffer? Because I used to get like a new toothbrush and toothpaste as a stocking stuffer that clearly my mom had just pocketed at the dentist's office.
Well, first off, that's a fantastic idea.
Good idea.
No, it was never a stocking stuffer. It was always like a full-on gift.
Like wrapped? They wrapped deodorant?
Yeah. Like a value pack, you know, like deodorant, a shaver, shaving cream.
How old was the person?
Oh, man. I mean, once again, I was like probably 7th or 8th grade, and so was this person. So, I mean, whatever, 13, 14?
It is kind of cool at that age still to open the present. So you would kind of be like, but then you'd just be disappointed as fuck. Like, thanks for this. What kind of deodorant was it? Do you remember?
I don't remember. But on the same kind of line, I did get a bottle of cologne one time that my grandfather gave me. And I thought it was this really nice bottle of cologne. Until I went to go open it up, and, you know, or I saw what it was. Obviously, I went to go spray it on, and it smelled like train tracks. It was called Working Man.
Yeah, that's just called sweat. Like, just why would you want to smell like a working man? Because that doesn't fucking smell good. Also, I have a deep-seated personal hatred for cologne commercials. I hate them. Hate them with a passion. Like, what the fuck is this even about? Like, what is happening? It's just the stupidest, like a tiger and a guy going passion, but he's in like a farm field. Like, it, I hate cologne commercials so much. Like, they don't make any sense. My number five is work gifts. I don't want anything from the company I work for. Like, give me a dollar. I don't want a commemorative mug. Like, pay me more money. How about that? I don't care if it's 50 cents on my paycheck, like Christmas bonus, 50 cents. I would rather have that than a t-shirt. Just pay me more money. I don't want a work gift.
Well, I mean, you're really just channeling your best inner Clark Griswold there. You know, I don't want a year-long membership to the Jelly of the Month Club. I just want my bonus.
Cancel all the functions, all the holiday gatherings, all the gifts, and just pay me more money. Much rather have that.
My number four is any of those, like, you know, like Windows for Dummies, you know, Basketball for Dummies books.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, if you're getting one of those books, I think, once again, kind of underlying, people are like, you're an idiot. You're dumb.
Well, it's implying that you have a hobby that you're into, but you don't know shit about it. Like basketball for morons. Like,
yeah.
I've been playing basketball for 10 years. Well, you don't look like you're any good at it. Do you think that anyone has ever read one of those dummies books from top, from beginning to end?
Yeah, I think, actually, they're quite popular. I think they sell, and I think that's why they to make them.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I agree that they sell, but do you think that anybody has ever read the whole thing? I'm really into woodworking, but I'm not going to do any woodworking. I'm going to read this whole book first, and then I'm going to go ahead and start whittling.
To be honest, there's no difference in that book and somebody going to YouTube and watching a video tutorial of something. I mean, there's no difference in my opinion.
My number four is anything that comes in a large box. Because now that I'm a father and homeowner, like, all I can think of is how I'm going to have to break that shit down. I'm going to have to take it to the curb. It's not going to fit in the curb. What? Why are you buying this thing with a large box? Like, that just, it irritates me now.
I mean, I'm okay with it. I don't mind breaking down boxes. I have a pretty big recycle bin, so.
Oh, how big's your recycle bin, hard ass?
I mean, I don't know. It's pretty big. Okay, I don't know how many gallons.
That's one of those things that, like, you don't even know how to answer it. Like, I don't know. It looks like it. Are we talking full trash can size, or is it a different size?
It's just slightly smaller than my trash can, and my trash can's pretty big. So,
wow, look, my recycle bin is bigger than my trash can, twice the size. So, well, I'm just saying.
I'm not sure Seattle has as much garbage as Detroit, but
okay, it's number three.
I'm going to combine this just because I want to make sure I get the other two on the list. So I'm going to go with socks and underwear and fruitcake as my number three.
Mm. Okay. I agree with that. I have those a little bit higher in my list. My number three is food gift cards. I don't want that. What? Like, I don't want to go, I don't want a $10 gift card to Applebee's. What the fuck am I going to do with that?
Well, I do agree with you on that. Like, don't skimp me if you're going to give those. Like, kind of what you just said. Don't give me a $15 gift card to the nicest steakhouse in the city.
Right. Like, you need to be able to get a full meal for you and one other person. So if you get a $10 gift card to Taco Bell, great. But don't come at me with a $10 gift card for, like, Olive Garden. What am I going to... Thanks. Just give me $10. Because then I have to go there.
Like a $10 gift card to Starbucks when a coffee is $10. Right.
Okay, what's your number two?
Getting something from your parents, that is embarrassing. And I wrote down, like, you know, getting condoms.
Have you ever been given condoms as a gift, not by a significant other?
No, I have not. I'm not.
I haven't, but, either. Anything, you know, like that. You think, condoms, you think, you know, a girl's mom has ever, like, bought her tampons or something? It's like, got you the nice ones.
Oh, man. I laughed too hard at that. Probably not for Christmas.
Oh, my God, dude. You're going to have to go and buy your daughter's tampons. That's going to be one of the most awkward experiences of your life.
You think? I don't think it'll be that awkward. I mean, I'll be a 45-year-old man at that point. What the fuck do I care?
You're a 45-year-old man. I guarantee when you're a 45-year-old man going into the checkout counter with just tampons, you're going to say something awkward. 100% chance. You're going to say something. Like, you're going to get, you're going to be like, it's my daughter's first time. My daughter ran out. Like, you're going to say something awkward.
No, don't worry. They're not for me. They're not for me. I promise. They're for my daughter.
Not for me. She's right here. Honey. Yeah. Honey. Aisle 10. Got the tampons. Heavy flow.
I know you just started your period. It's fine.
It's all right. Yeah. It happens to everyone.
Yeah, that'll be me, man. What's your number two?
Fruit. I have an alarming number of people in my life who send me fucking fruit. I don't want fruit. Like, it's great to get a box. I appreciate it. But, like, I eat fruit. I know where to get it. Like, it's at the grocery store. I can just go get fruit. Don't send me some fruit from, right? Unless it's, like, dragon fruit from Peru that I've never even, it better be some kind of fruit that I have never even seen or heard of. Like, don't send me an apple. Like, this is going to be a big deal to me.
I don't know why that's so funny to me. That really makes me laugh. Do you get fruit like on a regular basis?
I've got three boxes of fruit upstairs that people sent me. Three boxes of fruit. And all it is apples and pears. And they're not even that good.
So my number one is, it could be anything to this nature, but like when you get alcohol, when you're a recovering addict.
Clothes to me is number one. Like, don't buy people clothes unless they sent you the URL link to the thing that they want with a description of the size and color. Don't be buying people clothes because you're pretty much almost always going to be wrong. Okay. What's in your honorable mention?
Like toys that you know nobody else wanted. Like your parents were like in line at CVS and they had the 50 cent toys. So they just grabbed as many of them as they could and they just wrapped them for your presents.
I'm going to change my number one to the knockoff version of the thing that you really wanted. Like, say you wanted Jordans and they got you like, oh, but these are the new Balances.
Yeah, I've been there plenty of times in my life. I understand that. I mean, you're grateful to be getting a gift. I don't want to make it make myself sound ungrateful, but, you know, it's like, no, I wanted the Jurassic Park, you know, licensed dinosaur, not, you know, the 25 cent one, you know. Yeah, I totally get what you're saying.
And then you can't ask for it again because you've kind of gotten it. And you can see your dad being like, what are you talking about? Those are shoes too. Yeah, Dad, but it was these Jordans that I wanted. Yeah, well, I got you Gordons and they're just as good. So go wear them and they're half the price. So wear your Gordons and be okay with it.
I can get five pairs of Gordons for one pair of Jordans.
Right, I got the whole family these Gordons. Why buy you Jordans? I got everybody Gordons.
I have self-help books. If someone gives you a self-help book, that's probably not a good sign.
Right.
Pens and pencils, like some kind of basic craft D type thing that you don't want at all, but they give it to you anyways.
Oh, like a hobby that you're not interested in.
Yeah, like, hey, here's a sewing kit. It used to be grandma jeans, but we're going to give it to you just because. No, I know now as I've gotten older what that really is. It's that person just wanting to get rid of the shit, so they disguise it as a gift and give it to somebody else.
Did you know that I had a grandma jean who liked to sew and gifted it to my sister? No fucking lie. I have a grandma jean, and she liked to sew and gifted it to somebody, to my sister. How you feel now?
Kind of like every time you bring up your mother on this podcast, like, you know.
Oh, because my mom's dead. Now you're ending the Christmas holiday by bringing up my dead mother.
No, because you always make me feel terrible. I never say anything about her.
You
just bring her up.
She's fucking dead.
This is what you do. You've randomly brought her up in the past. I feel terrible.
Are you getting any Christmas gifts from your mom? Because I am this year. Oh, real nice, John. Real nice.
I've never said that ever, actually. And I wouldn't. You just make me feel, I don't know why I feel terrible. You just always make me feel terrible about it.
I know. It's fun to watch.
I'm sure it is. That's kind of it. I also have like books and magazines that you know, you don't have any interest in, but you have to pretend to be interested. Like, oh, here's a copy of Gone with the Wind. Great.
Okay. Let's practice something. Let me hear your approach. Let me hear your approach for you getting a gift that you didn't want. What are you going to say? What are you going to do?
Well, you always have to act and be grateful and thankful, you know? So I'd probably have like a smile on, like a half smile. And I would be like, you know, oh, thank you, Aunt Jean. That's very nice of you. And then
I don't believe that.
Hold on. Let's try it again. Right.
Okay, oh, no, I'm going to be Aunt. What's your aunt name? What's the Aunt Mildred?
We'll go.
Hey, John.
Yeah, Mildred.
Hey, John. I got you this. C- can you open it? And then she just keeps looking at you like you gotta, like, no way. Hey, John, I got you this. And she hands it to you, but she keeps looking at you, which indicates like, oh, you got to open this in front of me. And I'm watching you. I'm looking at you. I'm judging your facial reactions. Now you got to convince me. Let's see it.
So I'm opening it. I see it. Oh, Aunt Mildred, that's very nice of you. How did you know I wanted these?
Oh, what do you like about it?
They're a size, three sizes too small. And I didn't even know you were still alive, but thank you for coming. I'm going to go have a couple of drinks now.
You did a good job. I mean, you obviously blew it at the end, but yeah, I think it was good overall.
Yeah. And that's not from experience. I don't really get gifts from aunts or anyone like that anymore. So I don't have to fake it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's going to go ahead and do it for this episode of Profoundly Pointless. I want to thank you so much for joining us. Please leave a review if you get a chance. If you're listening on Spotify, we would really appreciate a rating. And even if you don't like the show, it's Christmas. Maybe you could just give us a good one, even if you don't really believe it. But on a serious note, thank you so much for a wonderful year. It's been difficult, right? And I think that we're all really starting to get bogged down with the things that have been going on. So to try and find any pieces of joy that we can, I think is incredibly important. And for us, hearing the comments that you guys leave and getting the feedback that we get, that has always been a piece of joy for John and I. So I'd really like to thank you from the bottom of our hearts and wish you a Merry Christmas. We're gonna start the new year off right. We're going to have a futurist coming on, and they're going to tell us everything that will probably go wrong in the new year. So look forward to that.